What's up, VoiceTubers? Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I know you might be thinking, who is this? This is not familiar. Well, hi, my name is Ingrid, one of your new hosts, debuting for the first time. No pressure, right? It's an honor to be here, not only in this recording booth, but also being with you guys on the air for today's challenge and future challenges. Okay, enough about me. Let's talk about you. Have you ever flirted with someone before? Flirt, to show superficial or casual interest or liking. What's your way of flirting with someone you like? There's a fine line between flirting and just being creepy. In today's video, you can learn 10 flirting strategies that are proven to work psychologically. If you are interested, go watch it. Okay, it's time for today's sentence. Listen carefully. 55% of attraction communication is made through body language, and one of the most subtle yet most effective methods of flirting with someone is to mirror their actions. One more time, a little bit slower this time, okay? 55% of attraction communication is made through body language, and one of the most subtle yet most effective methods of flirting with someone is to mirror their actions. 这句话中文的意思是 55% 释放吸引力的交流方式是透过肢体语言，其中最细微但最有效的撩人方法就是去模仿对方的动作。好，现在呢来到我们 pronunciation tips 的部分。首先我们来看到 percent 跟 of 中间要来做一个连音的动作， 55% of percent of T 跟 OF 会连在一起说。好，再来看下一个 communication 跟 is 同样要做连音， N 跟 IES 会变成 NIS communication is made。 好，再来 yet most effective T 跟 effective most T 跟 effective 一样会连在一起， most effective， 这样子你念的时候就会比较顺，然后也会比较快比较流利。好，下一个字 methods of一模一样，要做连音 ，methods of flirting。再来最后一个连音咯 ，directions， R 跟 actions 也会连在一起，变成 directions。然后这就是连音的部分。再来我要讲的是 subtle 这个字 ，subtle 它的 b 是不发音的，它是一个 silent b， 所以在念的时候就会有点像是在念 s u t t l e 一样 ，subtle， 而不是 subtle， 要注意哦，是 subtle。不是 subtle， 是 subtle。 接下来我想补充句型的部分，逗点加 yet 用作连接词使用，表示然而、可是、但是，根本相似，非常相似，但是口气相对比较惊讶。 She thinks lottery tickets are expensive and a waste of money, yet she keeps buying them。 她觉得乐透彩很贵而且很浪费钱，但她还是一直买。小故事，我的奶奶就是这样，她觉得乐透彩或是刮刮乐很浪费钱，但是她又爱买，所以她就买了一大堆刮刮乐，然后刮中奖之后，她就拿那个钱再去买更多的刮刮乐，然后她把她的钱都用完，都换光之后呢，她就会再打开自己的钱包，然后再去买更多的刮刮乐。奶奶，如果你在听，不要再买了，很浪费钱。 OK, moving on to the vocabularies. The first one is attraction. Attraction 是吸引力或是有吸引力的事物。I felt immediate attraction when I met Diana for the first time. 我第一次见到戴安娜的时候就立刻被她吸引。Attraction 前面加上 tourist 有热门旅游景点的意思。The Empire State Building is a popular tourist attraction in New York. 帝国大厦是纽约热门的旅游景点。You know, I've been up there once and it's beautiful looking down New York City.Everything looks so small from the top of the building. It's very interesting.
那不知道大家有没有推荐的旅游景点呢？欢迎在下面留言告诉我哦。接下来下一个单字是 subtle 是隐约的、不明显的、细微的。There is a subtle taste of wine in my grandma's beef stew. 外婆做的炖牛肉里面有微微的酒香味。那这边刚刚有讲过 subtle 它的 b 是不发音的，它念起来像 s-u-t-t-l-e subtle， 要记得多注意哦。下一个单字是 effective 是能产生预期结果的、有效的。
The most effective way to lose weight is to eat clean and exercise.
最有效的减重方法就是吃天然的食物和运动。你们大家觉得呢？是不是这个样子呢？那有个地方要小心， effective 它很容易跟 effective 搞混，也很容易念错。 effective 是感情的，情感的。 I have such an effective bond with my cousins because we used to live together. 我跟我的表亲们很有感情，因为我们曾住在同一个屋檐下。 effective, effective. 接下来下一个单字， method, method, 方法，方式。
He believes reading storybooks to kids is the best method to increase their creativity.
他相信读故事书给小孩子听是增加他们的创意力最好的方式。
Well, what do you think? When I was little, my mom and dad used to read me storybooks all the time, and it turned out I'm quite creative. So, thanks mom and dad. Good job. Good job.
接下来要讲今天最后的单字咯，就快要结束了，大家加油。下一个单字 flirt， flirt， flirt 是调情或是打情骂俏。
It's not cool for him to flirt with other girls while being in a serious relationship with his girlfriend.
他已经有女朋友了，还跟其他女生打情骂俏，这样很不好。在这里补充一下形容词的用法， flirtatious， flirtatious，爱调情的。
Don't think that she likes you just because she flirts with you, since she's just a flirtatious person.
不要因为她跟你打情骂俏就觉得她喜欢你，她就是一个爱调情的人。
Okay, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Don't forget to practice and leave a comment below. I'm your host Ingrid. See you next time.